Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how the futures markets closed this afternoon right after this.
You gotta love a sirloin. Ounce for ounce, one of the tastiest cuts of all time. It can do it all. Want to play it savory? Sure thing. Take it up a tender notch? Not a problem. But what really puts the sirloin on the list of all-time all-arounders is how it does all the little things. Things like delivering a powerful punch of protein and 10 essential nutrients in every bite, while always keeping it lean. Now, on second thought, that's no small task. But hey, we're talking about the sirloin. One of 29 lean cuts that make beef one powerful protein. Learn to love them all. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's family and ranching families through their Beef Checkoff. To learn more about Beef Checkoff programs and international marketing, promotion, research, and education, visit mybeefcheckoff.com.
Justin, how did our grain futures look today?
Well, we had a very volatile day. It resembled what happened in 2008 in a way with the big swings in price. We ended up closing in corn up 3.5 in July at 662, and that was about 7 cents off the high. And then September corn closed up 3.75 at 563.5. And then we had December closed up 4.25 at 534.75. And then if you look at the soybeans, this is where most of the volatility occurred today. July only closed up 5.25 at 1499.5, but the high was 1546.75. So, you know, that's about 47 cents off the high today. There in the July, you look at August, they closed up 9 cents at 1414.5, and that was about 30 cents off the high. And then the new crop, SEP and NOVE, September was down a half at 1299.5. The November beans were up 4.25 at 1243. Now, looking at the wheat, little volatility there as well. July Chicago wheat closed up 14.75 at 703.25, and the high was 709. September Chicago wheat closed up 14 at 709.75, and then the December closed up 12.5 cents at 723. And Kansas City was up as well today. We had July up 11.25 at 754.5. September Kansas City wheat up 10.5 at 761.5. And then December was up at 12.25 at 778.5. And then cotton futures were down across the board. July was down $1.64 at 81.78. And then December cotton was down 75 at 83.64.
We'll look at more market news next.
Hey, cattle producers. Our friend Jim Odell and the folks at Superior Livestock want to invite you to check out their Superior click-to-bid option of going online and bidding on any of their auctions, their regular auctions, or some of the various seed stock and purebred auctions listed on their website as well. For details, go to their website, SuperiorClickToBid.com. It's a great way when you can't be in front of the TV watching their auctions to bid wherever you are. Superior Click to Bid.
Justin, what news were traders keying in on today?
A lot of stuff going on around the world here affecting our cash and futures prices here in the U.S. We have the U.S. dollar index down today, 65.5. So overall, when you have the U.S. dollar index down, that's very supportive to things that we export as a country, and grains are certainly one of those. So that added a little bit of positive action here. And then despite what happened in Asia's stock market was down very big overnight. So there was some concern at the beginning of the day that China, which is one of our big buyers of ag commodities, were going to maybe not buy so much in the future, but the market kind of shrugged that off and pushed right through it. Looking at some of the weather patterns going on here, it looks like there's going to be some scattered showers around the Midwest, which at this point, since a lot of the corn is already planted, it's actually a good thing to get rain because if it was some dry areas and they get some rain, that'll help corn grow. And as you know, we all know that corn takes a lot of water, so any bit of showers at this point forward are probably going to be welcomed. There was some talk overnight of China actually bought 115,000 metric tons of soybeans, so that added an early spark here, them buying in the market. And then really the focus was a lot on the technical side of trading today. It looked like a bunch of short traders were getting blown out or hitting their buy stops And some of them may be due to some margin calls for being short in the soybeans specifically, and that's what drove it up so fast and then back down so fast. So I suspect we'll begin to see something more volatile tomorrow as the cereal month options, which are the June options in the grains, expire tomorrow.